Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, this has been long in the making, and it's been too long that since we've had Chris Torello on. I apologize for that, but he is leaving our business. He is leaving his job as a journalist. I think he was still one of the real bright spots in this area as far as journalism goes, as far as broadcasting goes. Leaving Spectrum Sports, Bay News 9. Going to Habitat for Humanity. We'll get into that. But first of all, a heartfelt thank you, Chris, for all that you've done, not just for this podcast, but throughout your career, short as it seems, and I know it hasn't been short, but nonetheless, this has to be, I know for me it's a loss to journalism, but this has to be a great opportunity for you. And what has this sort of, I've watched on the internet, I've seen, everybody on Twitter, has it been overwhelming to you? Did you realize what you mean to people now when you say that I'm leaving one venue, but I'm not leaving Tampa, but I'm, you know, it's been been quite a tribute you've been going through.
I don't know. What is this? This is kindness. That's not something I'm used to on Twitter. Usually it's, you suck, or, you know, that ain't it, chief. And, you know, like, source. What's your source? You know, I've had to deal with that for 7 years. And so who's the source on this one? It's me. It's me. Like, just in case anyone wants to know, I'll reveal it. So, but yeah. No, it's been that whole, I'll tell you what, it's been overwhelming in some respects. I knew people were going to jump to it. And there were some people that were like, typically like, oh, thank God, like he's leaving. Like we don't have to deal with it anymore. And I appreciate those people probably more than anyone. But I think the ones that mean the most to me, like you reached out to me, Tom Jones reached out to me and called me, Joey Johnston, Joey Knight, you know, I know it was kind of a funny comment he made about, you know, a few weeks back I get hacked. And, he said, I can only hope this is a hack. And that means a lot when it comes from the true journalists in this market. There's a lot of people who try to call themselves journalists and reporters, and they're not. So the ones who truly reached out, the ones who truly matter, who do the work every day, you know, those mean more to me than anything, really.
Well, you've left an imprint here, obviously, and in this market and in sports in general. So I'm curious as to, there's got to be a lot of things that you won't miss. We can get into those, but what did you learn about this market in terms of sports? Like what are we? Cause you saw the lows and then of course you've seen Tampa Bay as well. You've got to cover all of it.
Yeah. Well, I think what I've learned is that, you know, I hate, and I still say this, like I hate, especially when we're talking baseball with the Rays, they call it small market. We're not small market. We're one of the top 15 media markets in the country. I mean, you can speak to Tampa Bay Times. I mean, for the love of God, 60 Minutes has done how many exposés based off of a Tampa Bay Times report? I mean, and I think of our reporting has shown, we at Spectrum Sports 360, we've probably broken more sports news outside of the Tampa Bay Times than probably any of the affiliates, and really have really dug ourselves in. So I think, to call us anything but a true major market, especially with the Lightning success, give the Rays credit, give the Rowdies credit, give the Bucks credit. I just think that's what I've learned, that this is, but at the same time, it's a small town. Like when you go to an event, when you go to a media, you're going to see the same people. You're going to be able to joke with the same folks. You're going to be able to laugh. And, you know, for us in TV, we move from one sport to the next, one major event to the next. And yet we're welcomed with open arms by everybody because they know we're there to do a job. And again, like every time I'd see you, it would always be laughing. Every time I would see, you know, I would go see someone else at a different event, Eric Erlandson or, you know, Mark Topkin or somebody, it would always be fun. And I think that's what I've learned, and I'll definitely miss being around everyone in this business, because I think people miss that, right? People don't understand that we show up 2-3 hours before the game. We don't leave till 2-3 hours minimum after the game. Sometimes you can't get your car out of the parking lot. You're leaving so late. So that's a fun challenge. But, you know, it's not as simple as everyone thinks it is. It's a hell of a lot more challenging. And I think we all go through it. And I think kind of like the players on the field or the ice, you know, they go through it and they can look at each other and have respect. I think that's the way it is here. We can look at each other and know the ones who will put the work in.
You put a lot of work in, and you guys did break a lot of stories. You broke a lot of stories, and one of the places that you became sort of a source for, and for better or worse, because UCF fans love you, is the University of South Florida. You were very plugged in over there. You did remarkable stories about that college program, not just football, basketball, all of them. Just tell me about, you know, what you see happening with that university, with the way college sports is occurring right now with the NIL, you know, name, image, and likeness, and all that's going on. What's the future, you think, for South Florida?
Well, I first off, one thing I want to say is one of the things I'm looking forward to is when I get a piece of information, because I still have a lot of friends who are sources and people who I now consider to be friends. And my favorite thing is going to be, oh, that's interesting, and then just move on with my life. I'm not going to tweet about it. I'm not going to confirm it. I'm just going to move on. And so I'm going to enjoy that. But, yeah, no, I think for – listen, they have Michael Kelly. I think I referred to him on here as Michael Corleone Kelly. This is a guy who, to me, sits in that chair and says, I'll kill them both. And he is going to do what he has to do. I don't think the Jeff Scott extension means that he is completely safe forever. I think Michael is going to lead the entire USF programs to a lot better days. And there's a lot of good days already, but it all stems from football. I talked to so many people in different sports who have said to me, it don't matter what we do. If they can't get this friggin' program off the ground, what are we doing here? So, you know, I think football is going to take some steps this year. They have to get the quarterback situation right. But just in terms of the moves that have been made personnel-wise within the athletic department, I'm not talking coaches, I'm talking administrators. In terms of the allies that are now around Michael Kelly, if you look at it, and who's been brought in, I think they're aligning themselves for a run at the ACC. And I've said this 1,000 times to people on Twitter, the Big 12 is your safety school. And to me, I don't even know if that's going to be around in 5 years. I hope it is for UCF's sake. I think they would do wonderful there. But I truly believe Big Ten, ACC, think big, because you're close to your AAU status. You got better academics than most of these schools. And, you know, you're going to be building an on-campus stadium. So, you know, I think if football can get right, at least get to 500 eventually and start to build that way. Yeah, I think USF has a ton of potential, and just sky's the limit. And more than anything, if I can be a fan for a second, I want to see Jose Fernandez get to the second weekend of the tournament. I want to see Ken Erickson break through again and get back to a college World Series. Yeah. Those are the people I've enjoyed doing the stories with more than anybody. And actually, Jose, I was at Jose doing a story with him. This Lakeland police officer, Andrea Smith, who you know, it was a really good story that we did, and it's on Bay News 9. And I went in to talk to Jose about it. And at the end of it, we were just kind of, you know, bitching and moaning. And he said to me, and I said, well, I'm just going to tell you I'm leaving. And he goes, well, who's going to cover us? You know, like he kind of screamed it at me. So it's like, you know, it means a lot that I mean a lot to them. And, you know, they've certainly meant a lot to me. So,
well, I mean, and they deserve it. And listen, we have not backed off coverage, but we don't have a day-to-day beat writer there. You know, it's weird to me because I had talked to past athletic directors over there, and it never seemed like a stadium was going to happen, nor necessarily should it, because from an economic standpoint, these are huge ticket items. They do play at Raymond James. A lot of the alumni kind of like the Sky Suites and the bells and whistles that they already have.
Oh, yeah, the West Club. They love it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, well, who do you think's paying for this? The people that are going to now sit in the erector set. You know, like, why do they want to lose what they have now to go someplace else? But from what all I've read, from what you know, the stadium is almost a requirement now if you're going to make your progress into a major conference, right? I mean, that's what it's become, a stadium game.
It's almost your ticket. Yeah, it's almost like the toll. And you know, I think I remember when they finally redid. They've done a lot of work at the Selman Center there, and rightfully so. And that new, if you haven't had a chance to go into just that locker room there, it's beautiful. And when they opened those doors and I got to walk in there, I remember the first thing I tweeted was "Welcome to the arms race." Mm. And you know, it was about, you know, 15 years too late, but you know, they got it, and now they're kind of going into hyperdrive. You know, they really want to make this work. The IPF will be done soon enough. And you know, I think, look, here's the thing: when it's done, it's the newest and it's the best. And you know, you're never going to compete with the Georgias. Georgia, I think, built a facility 7-8 years ago, and they're on their third renovation of it now. That's the money that the SEC has. So you're never going to be the SEC, but if you can invest the right way, and I think USF is going about it the right way. No offense to UCF, but I don't know what a moat around an Erector Set stadium is going to do for you. But, you know, hey, spend your money and hide the state funds the way you want, I guess. But you know, at USF, I think, you know, they're going about it the right way. And look, it costs a lot of money to open Ray J just for a USF game. Lord knows Ray J takes probably a loss more times than not. So I think when this 5-year, you know, option that's kicking in is done, they have to have it figured out. And I think they will.
It's going to be exciting. So of all the sort of the events that you've covered, the teams that you've covered, like what are some of the stories? And you've done a lot of personal stories. What are some of the ones that stick out to you? What are the people that you're going to, you know, I know you're going to be, you're not dead. I mean, we're not doing a funeral. Yeah. We'll be right back. Our thoughts and prayers. I guess we're kind of eulogizing your career here a little bit, but I'm curious as to sort of, you know, sort of those teams and events and things that stick out to you throughout the time you've been there.
One that really sticks out to me was actually last year. We went out to USF baseball during the season, and I spoke with these are two passionate Bulls fans, well-known, high and low, but their names are Keith and Nancy Caro, and they lost their daughter, Kelly, in a car accident prior to last year's season. Mm. And they're the biggest baseball fans you'll meet. They go to all the games, and Billy Mole, the head coach, put her initials, KC, on the side of their hat. Wow. And we ran the story not long before the AAC tournament. Wow. And what ends up happening, they end up running towards glory, and they end up going to a super regional, and they did it all with her initials. And they did they had her prayer card, her picture in the dugout the whole time. So that's a story that'll always connect. And I've seen Keith and Nancy at a dozen events, and I hug them every time. And they're just the nicest people. And those are the stories that kind of stick with you. The one I mentioned about Andrea Smith, the Lakeland police officer, that one I was talking with my former boss, Chris McCulley, who I know you know. We were sitting there talking because he hired me. You know, he's the guy that hired me and brought me down here. And, you know, we talked about it, and I said, you know, that's my masterpiece. And he said, it is. He goes, that story, the way it was put together, you shot, edited everything, that's your masterpiece. So, you know, that's a story I'm proud of. There's been so many throughout the years. We've done so much with the Bucks, the Lightning, Dick Vitale. I did a story with him last year, and just that's an event that'll never get old, you know, going down, and just that's a man who's been through enough. And yet he'd rather try and put everything into getting rid of childhood cancer. So I think that's meeting him, talking with him. There's, you know, so those are some of the stories. But for me, it's always been going out on, you know, the Friday nights to our communities, and, you know, Saturdays to USF. Like, I love covering the Bucks. I love covering the Lightning. Love covering the Rays. You know, Cowbell Max, I did a story with him not long ago. And, you know, I think those – and, you know, Eric Neander actually found him not long after the story aired. He went over to the section, and he found him, and he said, that's a damn good story. He goes, that's something we needed. And so that I take pride in that, you know, because that's what we did. So, yeah, I think those stories you know, I got to go out to a Bucks rally with one of the guys who runs one of their fan podcasts, Loose Cannon. So there's been a lot of those stories, you know, because it's about community here. You know, I think I go back to what I said about, you know, this may be a major market and there may be a lot going on, but yet you feel like you're always you're always part of like this fun family. So, you know, that's, there's a lot of stories. And I think kind of like Tom Brady, I was always ready for the next one. And I was, my favorite one was the next one. So, yeah. You know, there's no more next ones, at least in sports. So, that's, I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
Well, okay. What will you not miss?
I won't miss.
Cause I think people don't always know how the sausage is made, if you will.
Oh, they don't want to know either. Like, how many fans have come up to you or me or and said, "Oh, I love sports. I can talk sports all day." It's like, that's cool. Yeah. That's really nice. Yeah. Like, good. Like, I want to pat them on the head and go, "That's nice." But you have no idea. Like, you know, anybody who – I was talking with TJ Reeves the other day and Buck sideline reporter, and he said to me
– How are you? Said, no. First of all, he said, how are you? How are you
First
doing?
First off, Chris Torello. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. You, sir.
I love him, man. He had a podcast he was doing with about movie reviews. And he
oh,
stopped
it was great. I was
like,
on it.
I said, you got to keep – I said, well, I wanted to be on it.
You know, you weren't on it?
No. Of all the people, I know.
I did. At least just a segue here. I did a few – he did one on The Few Good Men, which was by far my – the one – that's the movie
yes.
I can't pass, right? I mean, all the you can't handle the truth. He came up with a question. You talk about Stump the Band. I told him, I said, now, TJ, if you get in the weeds here, I've seen it 150 times, but if you get in the weeds, I might not be able to follow. He goes, not a problem, you know. So then he got, at one point, this was his Stump question. He goes, remember the little girl that he's pushing in the stroller? You remember, what was it, Lieutenant or whatever, the Tom Cruise's, you know, co-counsel. Right.
Yeah. Kevin
Pollak. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Pollak. Kevin Pollak is pushing a little girl. So that would have been about what? 25, 30. What do you suppose she's doing now? the actress? Like, are you talking? You mean like in the movie? Like, would she? I don't know. Would she be a lawyer? Like, oh, he's so great. But anyway, I'm sorry. I digress.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people like that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, there's a lot of waiting around. I think people don't understand, too, that like, and, of course, sports are played when? Weekends, right?
Yeah, nights.
So,
a lot of
so
weekends.
Nights, weekends, like usually when your family's home or spouse is off, you're not.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's, you know, that the sacrifices, and I'm not whining here, nor should anybody feel sorry for us. But the truth of the matter is that we do a lot of waiting. We do a lot of waiting around. You know, I think
those awkward Wednesdays in the Bucks locker room where they're playing ping pong and no one wants to talk to us. Those days are not missed.
Yeah.
Sitting in a Rays locker clubhouse where they're just looking at us like, why are you in here? I don't know. Because we're pressed.
Because it's open.
Like to, yeah.
Clubhouse
it's
open. Is open.
It's an open house. Come on in. You know, but, you know, I think that, you know, I'll never forget when Steven Stamkos, you know, kind of went through his free agency and then he re-signed.
Right.
We went down to Amalie. They're like, yeah, Brian, you know, Brian Briesman and you know, about six titles ago for him in terms of job. He he's sitting there and he goes, yeah, they'll be coming. They'll be coming. So we're waiting for who? Steve Yzerman. And we waited probably 5 hours for him because they were working on the language.
Oh boy.
And we just sat there. And then at that same time, they just under the radar, just announced Hedman signed a 9-year extension too. So, you know, it's funny, you know, like you said, you sit there, you wait. I think people don't understand, especially like, you know, you're different than, you know, your job's way different than what I do.
Oh,
but
totally,
like for
yeah.
me, if I'm by myself, oh God, it turns into a nightmare. The last USF spring game, I was by myself. Of course, I'm the only local there and local TV. And, And I go in, I do the press conference. Then I got to race out and do my stand-ups by myself. And yeah, that means you set up the tripod, you set up the camera, you set up your everything, you make sure it's in focus, and then you make sure that none of the grounds crew are running by you every five seconds. And then you got to nail it, and you got to do it twice. And then I go in, and then I got to import everything. And by the time, this was a story that was supposed to run at like 10:33, and because of the uploading, because of everything, we barely got it in the show. And at like 10:45, I'm like ready to throw a chair in the empty photog room. And, you know, and I finally just a calmness came over me, and it was like, if it happens, it happens, you know? Yeah. So I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of technical stuff people don't understand. And my biggest piece of advice to anyone who truly wants to get into this, do not major in this, because you need a backup. You need to have, you know, some other skill that can, you know, help you in case you want to get out or you want to do something else or something happens. It doesn't always work like this where you can just say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go do something else. You know, sometimes you're told you're no longer needed. So, you know, my biggest piece of advice to any young person out there who thinks it's a walk in the park. If there's like 50 mile an hour winds and you don't have an umbrella and it's a torrential downpour with golf ball hail, then yeah, that's the job for you. So come on.
That's the walk. That's the walk that you took. Well, the one skill you have is you're a tremendous communicator and personality, and you're pretty good in front of damn good in front of a camera. So you've transitioned now to what is going to be a new role at Habitat for Humanity. First of all, talk about that group. Talk about what drew you to that work and what your role will be there.
So this is a position that's kind of been created for me. It's called Multimedia Manager. It's going to be with the Pinellas West Pasco County's affiliate. So I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have to move. In fact, my drive gets shorter to work, which is nice, from 3 minutes to 2 minutes. So that's a big relief on the electric car. But I think, this is a job that, you know, look, Habitat for Humanity, especially with everything that's going on, affordable housing, corporations, mortgage rates, landlords just jacking up every price they can. Here we are, an organization that is able to kind of give that slice of the American dream to someone who never thought they could have it. And that's a home. And you're going to not only be living in a home, you're going to own that home on a low fixed rate mortgage. You're going to be able to give your kids a bit of safety. And this chapter particularly probably outshines so many of them because they are doing home dedications every month. There's home dedication after home dedication. So, just the ability to kind of, have the new, I guess you could say, new sense of perspective on, you know, those families going into those homes will be able to shoot their home dedications. We have a Habitcast or podcast that they want to take to the next level. And I'll be able to do what I'm doing now, which is I'll take my cell phone or a camera. We'll go into the homes. We'll go to building sites and we'll actually sit there and talk with these homeowners. We'll tell their story. We'll tell their struggles. And, you know, we'll go through, we'll highlight team members. You know, there's just so many stories, right? There's so many things you can do. So I think, it's going to be a fun, different pace, right? Like for me, it's like I shoot something and then it's like, oh, it's got to get done. It's got to get done. Now it's going to be more of the take your time. Let's see how we can make this, you know, as good as it can be. And, you know, but I think the urgency will never leave me and that my perfectionist in me will never die. So, but to me, it's not that hard of a transition. It's just, I'm telling human interest stories just without the sports now, you know? Right. So to me, it's not that huge of a transition.
Well, you're, and I mean this in all due respect, because I've been here a long time. I've watched a lot of television. I've encountered a lot of journalists. You're one of the better storytellers we've had.
You're
still going to tell them. I mean, you do it cinematically. You do it in a different medium than I do. I don't understand what you guys do or how you do it. And I've seen the work that you put in. And so they're getting somebody that's going to be terrific for that job in that role. I can't let you go without saying that it feels to me like there's an opportunity here for you to do even more sort of out of the box media, you know, podcasts and stuff. Yeah. But it also feels like Francesa is retiring. You know what I mean? Like there has to be a sort of a farewell. This is the signing off kind of, you know, deal here. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you very much. It's Rick, right? Yeah, it's good. Oh, you know, it's been a real pleasure. Obviously, it's my third time announcing my retirement. We'll see if it sticks, see if the check clears. But, you know, we're not doing hockey, by the way. You know, I don't care about the Rangers. Nobody cares about the Rangers. So we'll have Bob Baffert on at 5:05, obviously. You know, it's a big race. Race somewhere in the country. There's a big race today. But, you know, I think, you know, look, you know, it's time. It's time to go. And, you know, my wife, Ro, you know, she said, you know, hey, it's time to come home and watch Succession. So it's time to come home and watch Succession. So, you know, it's a good show, The Affair. You know, I watched The Affair one time. It was really good. You know, it's not for kids, but it's good. So we'll, you know, look, it's, you know, I'm here one day, go on the next. But, you know, everybody knows, back after this. So that's, but perfect. Yeah, so it's, and I just want to say, man, you know, you, when I first got down here, you and Tom Jones, I was so nervous with both of you.
Who?
And
who?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Who? Exactly. But you guys like have just become just so kind to me and just friends. And, you know, one thing I'll never forget, and it was before the pandemic, you know, you would come in and do Face Off. You know, now it's a lot of just stuff via Zoom or whatever we use.
Right.
And whatever's working on that day. But you would come to my desk afterwards and we would talk for 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That was the best
part
of the show.
And we would just sit there. And I just, those will mean more to me than anything. I don't think people understand, you know, again, it's people like you. You know, it's Tom, it's Joey. Joey Johnson reached out to me, you know, Neil Solons. I mean, it's knowing I have that respect, that'll carry me. I'm good. That's worth every bit of coverage I've done. That means the world to me.
It's well earned. I appreciate that. Thank but it's believe me, I've not encountered many more talented people at let alone, you know, someone that came into this market and we kind of felt like, I was like discovering, I was like, whoa, like this dude is really, really talented. And like I said, I mean it, it's a kind of a loss for our profession, but you'll be able to still tell stories and you'll be doing meaningful work and there are bigger things than sports. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's true. And so I'm happy for you to find that, that balance that we all struggle with. And I think you're not that you're going to be working harder than ever, but it's just going to be in a different format. But the great thing is you got more time. Hopefully, to come back on this podcast. You're welcome anytime. Steve will put you in the rotation. And if you just want to go off one day on whatever bugs you about the sports scene, or, you know, you can call in with some tips too once in a while. That would be good since you're still connected over there. We're happy to have you. So best of luck. This is not farewell. This is just simply good luck. And I truly mean that. I'm thankful for your friendship. All the rumors are not true. It's kind of like what we did with Tom Jones too. Like people thought that I hated Tom. We kept it going for a while. I was like, yeah, just it's good for the show.
It is.
But you know, we don't want to let him peek behind the curtain. No, but it is truly been a pleasure working with you in this medium. And I hope that if there's something we could do for you, whatever that is, we're here. Let us know. And your new job. And when you get settled, let's have lunch, man. Let's do lunch.
Yeah.
Let's go down and have a burger somewhere. Burger fire.
Yeah, your people call my people. Yeah,
exactly.
Because we've all got those.
We'll do lunch. Yeah. Sounds great. Hey, Chris, best of luck. Thanks again. Chris Torello, we appreciate everything, buddy.
Thanks. It's been my honor.
All right, the Rays begin their important series with those New York Yankees. The Evil Empire comes to the Trop, sold out on Saturday, by the way, so get your tickets if you don't have them yet. And then, of course, we're going to have your mailbag questions tomorrow. 100% answered correctly. I promise you, or your money back. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to Chris Torello for Steve Burstyn, Gummick Stroud, the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.